Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, sunshiny day out there. Looks good. Secret show. Remember to listen to our secret show. Weekdays on the Odyssey app at 10 o'clock is when it streams. And I mean 10 o'clock. It starts at 10. It ends at 10:30. If you get in halfway, you don't get to start from the beginning. You drop in wherever the stream's at. Or wait until Friday. That's tomorrow. And all this week's episodes drop as podcasts. So the secret show, it's available to you. It's a little extra show we do.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Okay, we are going to start with, well, I'm not sure if this is a Ellen story or a Chelsea Handler story. I guess I'm going to go it's both.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. So Ellen DeGeneres' last show is May 26th. That is the series finale. And this is, you know, there were all kinds of like things were going on behind the scenes and she was mean, all kinds of stuff. And she just decided, you know what, I don't need...
I would say a real PR nightmare, frankly.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's because she seems so, I mean, the dance moves, come on. She just seems fun and nice and like a good person. And look, you can be all those things and also, you know, be very demanding of your employees. And who knows what exactly went on back there. And look, people who get disgruntled, they'll say anything. They just decide that that's... I've got an axe to grind with this person. So we don't know. We weren't there and she's done with her show anyway. So she gets to take her bajillions of dollars and ride off into the sunset with her beautiful wife. So May 26th, the final day. So all the tributes are running in, coming in, like everybody's sending her tributes. People are coming on and doing tributes because they know it's their last time on her show. And Chelsea Handler, she filmed this at the end of April. So it's part of a montage of people saying goodbye to her. And do you want to just roll it, Bryn? Here we go. Yeah. So here's Chelsea.
Ellen, congratulations on 19 years of doing your show. I would show you my breasts, but we've already seen them. So I'll just sit like this and tell you that I am so proud of you. You are a rock star. You made this work for 19 years, and that's a long time. So go have fun. And you know what that means.
Adorable.
What does that mean?
It means, I don't know, go have fun with your wife. Go crazy, you
get
know.
Naked.
Right. Run naked through your Montecito place.
All right. No, I mean, the way she said, and you know what that means, I kind of went, I wonder what does that mean, huh?
Yeah. It's just Chelsea being adorable, Vin. So she went topless. She says, I know you've already seen him, so I'm not going to. It's weird because she says she's not going to show him, but then she just takes her whole top off and she's sitting there with her boobs out. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's the final season. The last episode airs a week from today, and she's freeing the puppies. And if you're watching, I don't know if that is that must have aired this week as they lead up to the end. I don't think they're saving it for the final episode because it sounds like a whole audience is there enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, oh well, it does say that. They filmed the Ellen DeGeneres show, the end of that. So she's already done with it. She's been done since the end of April. So May 26th is when I guess all
it looked like she was done. I caught an episode mid-season this year, and it looked like she was done mid-season.
Oh.
She really was going from one thing to the next.
Oh. And the next thing that my staff has planned for us to
right.
do
it
today
felt like
is...
that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I look, I really like her. I was sad to see
Me
how
too.
Badly she was. And people say, she's a horrible person. How can you feel bad for her? All right. I don't know that.
Yeah, we don't work with her. And you know, there can be a million reasons for people to be disgruntled.
Right.
And some of them are that person could be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was just a jerk to them. I don't know. They said it was like a really toxic culture backstage at the Ellen
Well,
show.
And I don't, you know, every time I try to, I end up trying to defend her, but I'm really just defending people who put on shows. It's hard to put on a show. It's harder than you think.
Yep. And there's a lot of pressure. There's pressure to be successful. There's pressure to get ratings. There's pressure to come up with some witty GD thing to say.
There's other opinions from people
oh,
who aren't
yes.
on the show where you
right.
go, what? What do you
right.
care?
All morning long, you can tell Vinny what you really think. 800-400-3697. That is, we've opened that door for you.
Pressure.
Yep. Pressing down on me. The Duffer Brothers. Oh, yeah.
Right.
No man has fool.
Under pressure.
But good for her. She's out
Burns
there doing.
Building down.
Whatever that means.
Yes. Well, hopefully it means she and I want to picture her throwing a big party with Chelsea and all her favorite guests. And they have a blender going with some delicious drinks. And they all sit by that koi pond at Ellen's. Looks, it's so pretty. And they, I don't know, they feed the fish. Wouldn't that be a fun celebration? Stranger Things. I don't know. I can't even, like, what I want to do for fun these days compared to when I was a kid. It's so different. Like, fun for me is, I don't know, a hammock, a book, and a ice cold water.
Pokemon Go.
That's super fun. You know, things that.
Well, we all have different ideas of fun, Sarah.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having, you know, fun just is less vigorous than it used to be. Fun is just like more relaxing. Stranger Things.
Yes.
I'm not having fun if I'm all moving around and sweaty.
Oh, my kid's idea of fun yesterday was, look at this little kitty. It's a kitty doll. Isn't this adorable? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A kitty doll? What do you mean?
Yeah, a little kitty. It's a little kitty cat. Hands it to me.
An inch tall.
An inch tall kitty cat. And with an apron on. It's
oh,
a kitty
apron.
Cat that's... Here.
A cooking
you,
kitty.
You be her. Oh, no.
You were a kitchen kitty.
It's yeah, everybody's got their own ideas, Sarah. That's all I'm trying to say.
That is true, Vin. They really mm-hmm. do change. They change up, you know?
Here's an adorable little doll that you're going to be. Go.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. So fun. No wonder you're having so much fun at your house these days. That sounds so blissful.
Killer. So fun.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It's a show that everybody on this show loves.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, you know, it's one of the biggest shows on Netflix and that it's a, you know, I don't need to convince anyone to watch it. People are in. So the fourth season is about to drop really soon. I want to say it's June. I'm sure I have the dates here. May 27th, next Friday. And however, they're going to split it into two sections. It's nine episodes. They were only asked for a few episodes. Let's see. They were going to do 8 episodes, and then they asked for an extra episode. And the thing with Netflix is they're like, yeah, okay. Like, you don't have to worry about how long something is. You don't really have to worry about how many episodes. That's the beauty of TV now. If your show is 39 minutes long, no problem.
Right.
So this is traditionally, I think that those shows were shy of an hour, but longer than a half hour. They were somewhere in that no man's land, each episode of Stranger Things. And they are saying, let me give you the exact quote here. They have characters spread out in 3 locations. And one of the Duffer Brothers says, we had a lot more plot. It must be quadruple the plot we had in season 3. And so they also need to build towards season 5, which is they're saying that is the final season. That's when they're going to wrap everything up. And
oh, I thought this was the last season coming up.
Oh, no. They had announced that there were going to be two more.
Because the kids are not kids.
No. Oh, no. And not only that, the last time we had a season was before the pandemic. So they had just dropped that. I think it was like in late 2019. And then they couldn't film it. And I'm sure they were all like fretting, like, oh, my God. Every day these kids are getting an inch taller. So two of the 9 forthcoming episodes are going to be much, much longer than normal episodes. 7 and 9 in particular, episode 7 and this season's finale, episode 9, are movie length. And not like hour and a half, like over 2 hours. For one episode. So two of the episodes are movie length. And the rest of them are also quite long. But it's I'm excited for that. It'll be harder for someone to binge that over a weekend.
Wow.
And yeah, it's exciting.
Absolutely. More content is good. More of a show you love is good. And even if you're not into it or feel like they could have made it shorter, where do you got to be? Hit pause and come back another day.
Sure. Why rush through it? That's the thing. I get that there's a lot of TV, so I think that people feel pressure to watch a lot. But you don't have to. And you know, the only thing is spoilers. Like, the whole spoiler thing is really a bummer.
Ozark absolutely got spoiled for me. I still liked it. But someone wrote in.
About one of the major
One of the major things that happened. And there it was. And that's going to happen.
Have they written and apologized to you or what?
I haven't seen that, no. But it's okay. I actually understand that's the reality of them dumping the whole season at once.
Yep.
And normally I would try to, if it were important to me, I would try to get through it. But there's just no time right now.
So May 27th is volume 1 of season 4. And July 1st, just a hair over a month later, is volume 2. So you'll, at least no one can spoil the total end for you if you're working your way through the first half of season 4. It sounds great to me. I'm down with 2 hour long episodes. One of the shows that I wound up starting this show when it was in its final season, and it was, everyone had been talking about it for years. It's Schmidt's Creek. It's not Schmidt's Creek, but I say Schmidt's Creek because I don't want no trouble.
I
feel really uncomfortable saying it the way it's actually spelled, but suffice to say, if you're probably familiar, Schmidt's Creek. Mm-hmm. I watched all of it on Netflix and it was incredibly convenient. I bombed through 5 seasons of it and then watched season 6 as it was when that dropped, and just what a show. Still remains just one of my favorites, and it's just a bebe. Moira is maybe my favorite all-time character. It's just such a great show, and it's a feel-good show too. It reminds me of Ted Lasso in a way. There's so much heart in Schmidt's Creek.
Is Moira the mom?
Moira's the mom, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's your favorite?
Oh, God, she's great. Catherine O'Hara plays her, and they're the Rose family, and the Levies are in it, and in fact, their daughter, the little-known, is her name Twyla in the show?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just a great show. It's got a ton of heart, and it's really, really smart. So Schmidt's Creek, it's leaving Netflix. So if you have not yet binged it and you don't have Hulu, you're going to want to get to it because you're going to have to subscribe to Hulu. If that's one of the ones you've got on the back burner, like, oh, I should watch this, it's moving to Hulu starting October 3rd. I'm not sure why, but
I'll tell you why.
Money.
They got a better deal in their replay package, and they're going to make more dough.
Yeah, they probably have some kind of like specific length of time licensing period, and then whoever wants it the most.
It's weird how that stuff will even divvy up. I see old Law and Orders on a couple different channels, and they must have paid for years 8 through 10.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, they're not all in one place somewhere?
No, well, I don't know if it's by accident they've ended up in different places and they just haven't been able to consolidate the 20 plus years of that show.
Yeah.
But they've been in different, they were on TNT and then they were on something called WE. Is it? I don't know.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, there's these deals are big money for the people who were in the shows. So that's huge.
But you're able to find that on regular, like, cable broadcasting?
I ask my my Xfinity remote for
it.
And
it just
brings
it
up. And then it allows me to choose episodes. But I don't know where they air.
Yeah, I really wanted to. I really have been thinking about that because I know you've been talking about Law and Order for years. And I don't think I've ever seen a single episode. And I was like, I bet I'd love that show. And I want to start it season one, episode one. I just don't know how to do that.
Anything you've spent so much time watching, it ends up bringing you so, like, there's a comfort in it.
Yes.
I know the pacing. I know certain, I'm watching the new seasons now and I like it. I've gotten used to the characters, but I have my favorites for sure.
Uh-huh.
And so there's better seasons. Some are better than others.
Is SVU the only spinoff from that?
No. Criminal Intent was also a spinoff.
And do you like that?
I think I liked it quite a bit, except they had trouble making them for some reason.
Oh.
I think there was a Law & Order Chicago that didn't make it.
Oh.
I can't say for sure, but there was another one that didn't.
A bunch of spinoffs.
Oh, yeah? Here. Like just different towns?
So they got SVU. They have Organized Crime.
Oh.
Law & Order Criminal Intent. True Crime, Law & Order LA, Law & Order UK, Law & Order Trial by Jury, and that's all I see so far.
Damn.
Yeah, they've got a formula and it works. Yeah. Hello.
I do love, like, court procedural, you know, detective procedural, lawyer procedural. I love all that stuff.
I love that lawyering stuff, too. When someone is on the stand, it's real time, and you got to be sharp, and you're trying to catch someone, like that's intense,
right? I always, you know,
stuff right there,
just the very little I've watched of even the, you know, the Johnny and Amber thing, and you know, they're all trying to be that lawyer, which of course has been beautifully written by some screenwriter for television, you know. Of course they're the cleverest person in the whole wide world, but you know, because most court is super boring and it's sort of like coming at the same question from 50 different ways, hoping the person will slip up and you're like,
well, and a lawyer doesn't get, like, they sit down and when you hear them go, I object, that's them sort of seeing the line of questioning headed to a place they don't want it to go, and they're trying to control, so they're still listening and paying attention even when they're not up there questioning someone. It's,
they don't get to rest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, this isn't for everyone, but it is for me, and it is for Nick. Bridgerton.
Mm.
So, Bridgerton. I have a little bit of scoop on, so Bridgerton season 2 is out now, and you can see the second oldest, or no, I think the oldest male child of the Bridgerton family has their romantic story. But they're actually going to skip a kid, and they're going to go down to, they're going to go down to Penelope and Colin. So if you watch Bridgerton, you know who I'm talking about. Colin, I think, is the third oldest boy. So they're skipping the second oldest boy. And then Penelope is the next door neighbor and also has some other stuff going on. So, and Penelope has just been pining for Colin forever. So this should be, it should be an interesting take on this. I'm excited to see it. And I love period pieces, and Bridgerton in particular is just delightful. There is, oh, there's Penelope and Colin. what are you cackling about?
That's so ridiculous.
It's so great.
What is with his hairdo? What is that?
The whole thing's ridiculous.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, what is that in front of
and
his head?
And one of the, like, coolest things, who knows?
It's like a bun in front of his forehead.
It's got
weird,
like a curly cue in the front.
Yes.
What is that?
It's just a bad angle on a curly cue, on a cowlick. One of the greatest things about that show is that they take modern day songs and they recast them as they sound like classical pieces. So you're listening to some music in the background at whatever soiree they're at, and it's all violins and, you know, pianoforte or whatever. And all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, that's Mad World, or it's, you know, whatever song they've done tons of. Like, there'll be like a Lady Gaga song, or just, I don't know, Driver's License probably wouldn't make it on there, but they would take
that's
a song
cool.
like that. It is. It's really neat.
They have Thank You Next here. Let's see if
let's hear this.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
They have all kinds of stuff. Girls Like You, you want to hear that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hear Girls Like
all
You.
Right, Girls Like You, and jump ahead a little.
And it's fun because they have all these dances they go to. Oh, that's cool. So fun.
Yeah.
It really is neat. It's a really creative, I think it's a very creative show. It's really, I like Bridgerton for many, many reasons. Oh, yeah. Duh.
That's funny.
It is neat. The whole score is really great. So... Also on Bridgerton, they've recast one of the parts. Honestly, you're not going to notice the change. I had to look this person up, and then I went, yeah, I don't recognize her at all. Francesca Bridgerton, one of the younger daughters, for later seasons, you guys. She won't even come into it until much later. She was in a few season one episodes, and she left to, quote, visit her aunt in Bath. And she was in the first three episodes of season two. Ruby Stokes was the actress playing her, and she got the lead in a new Netflix show called Lockwood and Company. So she exited, and someone named Hannah Dodd is taking over. I don't know her, but they say she's in a show called Anatomy of a Scandal, also on Netflix. Oh, so the girl on the left is the new actress. Oh, she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hannah Dodd. Yeah, very cute. So
at
the
first
other...
I thought that was Sansa Stark.
It does kind of look like Sansa, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And then the girl in the period outfit sitting on the couch is the girl who's currently playing her, Ruby Stokes, I think. Yeah, Ruby Stokes. Oh, boy. I guess I'm out of time. I would like to say, though, just in closing really quickly, Discovery Plus, they do all kinds of true crime stuff, and they will go back in time to look at old crimes, but they are... bringing it to the future. They're going to do a show about Armie Hammer's alleged crimes. They've been busy doing all kinds of interviews and gathering all the info, and they're going to put a whole Armie Hammer documentary, true crime, cannibalism, drugs, etc. It's all
going to be awkward.
I know.
Did he get brought up on charges?
You know, I didn't think he was ever charged with anything. I mean, I suppose he might have got hauled in for drug use. He was... doing that on camera.
Okay, I'm not trying to defend this dude. I don't know this dude, but I thought this was all just tech stuff. Did he actually hurt someone?
I wonder if they're not mentioning that here. I'm wondering if somebody accused him of sexual assault, and that's why we even get to see those texts. Like, okay. Maybe he was getting sued, but not necessarily charged.
They say that he was accused of violent rape and physical abuse.
Okay. Well, that's certainly
that would be
a lot.
Sure.
Yes, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that. Okay.
They say that it's a trove of archive and interviews from survivors and family members displaying a dysfunctional dynasty with its male characters exhibiting all the devastating consequences of privilege gone wild.
Oh. Wow.
It's an Armie Hammer show. Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some fast facts. Hepatitis, and more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. My sweet little teeny friend, Tommy Igo, he's a monster on the drums.
Teeny friend.
And he's in a group called the WIM Trio. They are groovy AF, and they're at the Sweetwater Music Hall tonight. You can go to sweetwatermusichall.com for more info and tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Camp Galileo. Enrollment is now open for a summer of fun at 30-plus Bay Area locations. Bryn and I have both enrolled our kids. Uh-huh. I'm super stoked about it and plan to try and get some more days there. Go to galileo-camps.com to enroll your child today. It's going to be a fun summer.
I might be more excited than she is.
Ah!
Only because she hasn't gone yet.
Well, right.
For her to learn and all that stuff. Yeah, it's great.
And have a ball.
Mm. Right. Okay, I wanted to get this piece of info out there. I know that we try not to, do too much hard news, but I've been watching this because it's scary. The CDC is now investigating 180 cases of kids with acute hepatitis of unknown cause.
Oh, my God.
They're calling the possible link between COVID pretty obvious, but they don't have a reality to that yet. They can't say, this is what it is.
Right.
So they don't know. And that's even scarier. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're investigating now as... some of these kids have ended up having to get liver transplants.
Oh my God.
And I don't even
have. Oh my God.
It is awful. And it's happening worldwide.
Had COVID?
No, that they don't. They're not saying specifically what the cause is yet. When they see that it's worldwide, though, there's a bunch of cases in the UK, there's some here in America, but they're worldwide.
Just all of a sudden.
These little kids, epidemic
of hepatitis.
And they're like talking about, and I don't even have all of the stats in front of me because stats can just get, it's too boring to sit through. But the thing is, what they're finding themselves dealing with is a little kid getting a liver transplant happens, a certain number of years, a certain number of them happen a year. And they've already surpassed that because of this outbreak or whatever want to call this. So they're saying that it's happened across 36 states and territories, an increase of 71 cases since the public health agency's last update earlier this month. So it continues. The numbers continue to rise. So anyway, I just wanted to put it out there. And if you're a parent who's been watching this story like I have, I'm with you. It's scary. And all you can do right now is hope that science comes to our rescue and figures out what this is. Because I don't know, is this just bad cheese?
I don't know. What do you get hepatitis from? I mean, I know there's a bunch of different types. Is this a particular type, or is
it there's a bunch of different types? You're right, yeah. And they're not saying specifically. Hepatitis is the inflammation of the liver and is commonly caused by hepatitis viruses A, B, C, D, E. And
because there's a poop one, there's a needle one, there's a blood one. I good Lord, this is terrible news.
Five of the kids have died.
Oh.
So this is a serious story, and they're not sure if this is like a cold related, a COVID related, or what? But everyone with little kids, you think differently about this kind of stuff when you see a story like that because it feels like, oh, that's coming from my kid. Yikes! Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it's been with COVID all along. There have been ways you can help yourself, like you get the shot.
The vaccine.
Right. Sorry. So there you are. You can get the vaccine. You're a grown-up. You go out into the world. But if you've got a 3-year-old that can't get the vaccine, that kid's a sitting duck.
Right.
So it's a little scarier for those of us that have those toddlers around. Anyway, there's that. Let's move on to some fast facts. Brown sugar is no different than white sugar. The only difference is that some of the molasses that gets removed in the refining process gets added back in.
Yeah, it definitely has a specific taste to it.
Yeah, I think I think so too, and I love it.
Yeah, I love brown sugar.
I put it in my oatmeal.
Yeah, you know where I'll put it on? You probably don't ever eat cream of wheat. I'll do a little brown sugar.
I have, though.
Brown sugar, maple syrup.
Butter. Treadmills were invented in the early 1800s as a way to punish prisoners in England.
Oh, they are punishing.
You know what? I love mine. When we've got these windy, hot conditions, I can run in my garage and go as long as I want and put on a show. It's pretty great way to get your exercise.
Well, there it is. I mean, to remain in one place and be getting all kinds of exercise, and these days we have so many ways to entertain ourselves, you know, it's even if you just listen to music, if you don't have a screen.
Right. And what I like about it is you can be 5 miles out and you don't have to go 5 miles back. You can go, I'm stepping off now.
I'm all done.
I'm going to call that good. Not the old, oh my God, I still have to go home. What do I do now?
Call your wife.
Can you pick me up? I'm really far from home. And I'm so tired. My feet hurt. Oh.
This guy's made the news a bunch of times, and he continues to. Don Gorski from Wisconsin. You know him, Sarah?
I'm not sure I recognize that name. Go on.
He's held the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs eaten since 1999. Oh, yeah, and now he's officially been at it 50 years. Boy, the years do just pile up,
really,
don't they?
They really, really do. So is this the guy that has one for like dinner every night or something?
He averages 2 Big Macs a day.
Oh, boy.
And he keeps receipts for every order dating back to 1972.
He's like John Lennon with a bad haircut. It honestly, he's even got a 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun tie. Mm.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a McDonald's like work shirt on. Is he an employee there?
I would guess they floated him one of those. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Sure.
He's there every day.
Right.
It doesn't say that he's an employee, but it does say
beard. It's crazy.
He can tell you that in 50 years, there have only been 8 days when he hasn't had at least one Big Mac. And as of Tuesday, he's eaten 32,944 Big Macs. And he always gets a Coke on the side.
Well, goodness.
He says, all through life, a lot of people have said, you'll be dead before you reach 50 years of eating Big Macs. I guess I proved them wrong. And he says he's not stopping. He's going to keep eating Big Macs until he dies.
How old did you say he is?
Oh, I just closed the thing out. It doesn't matter. you know what? He's not hurting anybody, but
he's
not. Dude,
he's 68.
Oh, look, you almost think you want to send him to a doctor.
Well, I'm sure he goes to his doctor. He can't have an awesome cholesterol blood work. He just can't.
Oh, no, I don't mean that, doctor. I think he's got a mental problem.
Oh, like mix up that menu. Send him to a dietitian, a nutritionist.
Like, honestly, doesn't it feel like there's something he's caught in some kind of vortex? Like he needs to just
claim to fame, though.
It's hard for him to give up because it's the thing he says he does every day.
You'll be okay if a day passes without a Big Mac, and once he lets one pass, he'll realize, oh, I didn't die, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine
somebody needs to just offer him other food. He clearly doesn't have a woman or a partner in his life who goes, hey, let's go for sushi today.
No, he has a woman. He has a
spouse.
Yeah, Mary Gorski.
What does she do?
Mary Gorski.
Mary.
The quarter pounder with cheese every day. That's what I mean. You know, does she also, like, give me a large fry and a sundae?
If he stops eating this, he's not going to make the news. You know, that's what it is.
Actually, if he stops eating it, he might die. He's made of that now.
This story's fun, and we always are looking for... By the way, if you need bad advice... We've got it. You can send us an email and we'll handle that on our secret show, which we do at 10 o'clock Monday through Friday. And then on Friday, all five of them drop for your listening pleasure. But if you're in need of bad advice or you've got a great story, send them to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. That's BRYN@RadioAlice.com. This is one of those stories that I thought, oh, this is fun. Do you remember meeting John's parents?
Yes.
Was it good for you? Did it go well?
It did go well.
Oh, good.
That was the night that, you know, I came over to their house for dinner. And mm-hmm. a couple of the sisters were there, and the parents were there. And
is that the good Eda night?
It was good the good. It's the good Eda night.
Oh, John, she's a good Eda.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, she made a pot roast, which I love, and so she it was all sliced up, and I chowed down the plate, and I was like, oh, I would love seconds, and I took that and chowed that down, and then as we were leaving, she took John, pulled John aside. Oh, John, she's a good Eda. I like her. Yeah.
This next story comes to us courtesy of a TikToker. Her name's Courtney, and she says, my family had one job when they met my sister's boyfriend. It was to not act weird. That's what we were told. Don't act weird when I bring my boyfriend home for dinner.
Okay, and then what happened?
So they went on to act weird, which you'd have to expect. If you're worried someone's going to be weird, then you know that that's their deal, right? So apparently the family, as this sister was pulling up with her boyfriend, they were waiting outside with their arms crossed, staring at them as the car pulled up.
Okay, good start, solid start. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then they get out of the car, and the whole family goes into London Bridges pose. Do you remember that game?
London Bridges falling down?
You'd put your arms up across.
Right. And everybody would make a bridge, and then people would go under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
And you wouldn't want to be under it when it fell down.
Exactly right. So that's what they did. They put on a London Bridge and forced the boyfriend and daughter or sister to walk through the London Bridge, which isn't that bad, but I think it's kind of fun that they...
God, I forgot all about London Bridge.
Well, of course. That's part of the reason I did the story. It's so
nostalgic
that they assembled into a game of London Bridges falling down. And they had to walk through the tunnel. Mm. The boyfriend was first to walk through the tunnel, followed by the sister, and then everyone broke into laughter. And if you met that family, wouldn't you go, this is a cool family?
I'd be like, this is amazing. I love your family. They all have senses of humor, and they're light and easy, and we're going to have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cute.
Great.
Of course, I think the sister in the story knew something weird was going to happen and was sort of expecting mm-hmm. that.
Right.
You know, by right. putting everybody on notice. Don't be weird. It
Don't
basically
be weird,
means
you guys.
Be weird. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. 707 says, maybe he just likes Big Macs, you guys. Some people like routines. Oh, we love our routines here.
Routine is very important.
That is our thing. In fact, yeah. We will act like giant babies if you break our routine.
Oh, my God. You can't even believe the whining, the grizzling that happens.
I'm a performer. How can I work like this?
I've actually heard that one.
I know you have.
Oh, that's funny.
Quit mixing me up. I don't know up from down. How am I supposed to do this job?
Yeah. But look right. at you with all your new tricks this week. You have any paper in front of you?
I have the one page, and you know what's on there? Just the Warriors. By the way, the Warriors won last night. They won game one, 112-87. Next
your
play
notes.
Friday.
That's great,
at
Vinny.
At 6 o'clock. And by the way,
yes,
if you
dear.
Want more on Warriors action, Alice has another station, a subsidiary. It's called Alice's The Game. You can check them out for more on Warriors action.
Warriors.
Best you do it later in the day, though.
Yeah.
You know, not now.
Right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Life lessons from Taylor Swift.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.